Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Gelatissimo, I love them. They're on the Strand. They're
tasty.
Amazing. They do some tasty ice cream treats.
Mm-hmm.
And they've announced that they're actually bringing out a new product because someone has been missing out on being able to eat their products, and that is your fairy little friend.
Oh, you can't forget about it. I thought there was a dog ice cream that you could get.
I think people just feed normal ice cream to the. Actually, no, I think there is at pet shops, but not at ice creameries when you go out to have a treat when you're on a walk.
So you're going down the Strand.
So you're going down the Strand, you go for a walk with your dog, you get a bit hot, you want an ice cream, and your puppy's looking at you like, come on, and
this
you
isn't
know
fair.
They'll make him a bit sick.
Yeah.
However, Gelatissimo have come out with a new addition. It's called Pour Some Peanut Butter Ice Cream, one that you can share with your pooch pal.
You can share.
You can share it. So one lick for you, one lick for me. One lick for you, one lick for me. I would highly not recommend that.
Yeah. So instead of your dog being sick, you're now sick. Fantastic.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cliffo and Gabby.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Tell you what, exciting event last night at Queen's Gardens, the free community event featuring Trent Bell. Also featuring Rob Thomas.
Yeah, Rob Thomas was an absolute draw card. Queen's Gardens was filled to the brim and it was just beautiful to watch. But before that happened, we actually got the opportunity to go to the Ville and chat to Rob before the concert to find out a bit more about what he's doing with his new tour, why he's in Townsville, how long it's been. We just had a gift for him.
Controversial gift.
Controversial
at this.
Gift.
This is how it went down.
Very excited today. Joined by, I'd say I'm the most nervous I've ever been for an interview.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Probably the most infamous person I've ever interviewed. I usually do the Mount Isa show.
Infamous?
I like it. Infamous? Is that a
word? Why is Rob Thomas infamous? What
because
have you done, Rob?
Doesn't that mean I'm in with famous people?
No. It means you're famous for bad reasons.
That's them.
Maybe that's
them. Now we're joined today by Rob Thomas. He is here.
Solid.
He is here in Townsville. Of course, doing a free community event for Townsville. It's something pretty special to the community. How'd you first hear about it?
Thanks to the way the media runs now, this is a much smaller world than it used to be. So we were aware of everything that had happened to begin with.
Yeah.
We're also, I think it's something that should be close to everybody because these are all just conditions that are starting to happen. And unfortunately, that could happen more and more if people aren't paying attention to global warming. You know, you guys have really been on the ball for trying to do that. You guys are pushing politicians to do that. We have politicians that seem to be trying to ignore it. So, you know, you realize that it could happen to anybody. And just the idea of coming over with everybody that's been going through what they've been going through, and just imagining that if you could have an hour or two where me and these other performers could come out and people could stand next to their neighbors and celebrate being human and celebrate, you know, just being alive and trying to forget something for just an hour or two, it seems like a good reason to be around.
Yeah.
It's pretty phenomenal.
Social media, there you go.
Yeah.
Not all bad.
And it worked in well with your PR tour for your new tour that's happening around Australia.
We just worked it out because I was going to be in Australia doing promo in Sydney and Brisbane and Melbourne, so we just made it so that all happened right around the same time.
So which is perfect. So perfect. Have you been to Townsville before?
It's been like 20 years, I think.
Wow.
20 years.
We played over there. At the entertainment center, back over in the first, somewhere in the middle of the first record,
mm-hmm.
And then it seems like, I mean, and I don't do the routing, so it's not my fault that I haven't been here. So I forgot how unbelievably beautiful this place is.
It is. It's hard to believe what it did look like a matter of months ago.
Yeah, so I can't.
It'd be even hard to imagine, but 20 years, and that's what I think is probably the most incredible thing about your career is. It's rare that you see someone that's still very relevant in 2019 that 20 years ago was touring Australia.
Well, you know what was great was the day that my new song came out and got added to radio, I got a call from a DJ friend of mine at home that 3 a.m. had been put into classic rock rotation.
How'd that make you feel?
It was awesome. I mean, that's the dream. I wanted to still have music on the radio, and I don't want them to stop playing the other stuff, so that's the only way that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's going to have to transition,
yeah.
Isn't it?
So when you were here 20 years ago, that was with Matchbox 20.
Mm-hmm.
They're on hiatus, mm-hmm. I guess, at the moment. When do they come back as a band?
We've just been having that conversation. We're trying to figure out. Like, I just got started with this record, so it's not going to be this year. And Paul, you know, Paul and Kyle are both off doing a bunch of different things anyway, so they couldn't come back right now if they wanted to, which is why it was a good time to make this record.
Yeah.
But we were trying to figure out how to make that happen. We wanted to happen pretty soon, especially because we were together like a little over a year ago in the States for a summer tour.
Oh, cool.
And we were like celebrating the 20th anniversary of the first record, and a couple years ago now. And we never made it over here on that tour, so we'd like to maybe do that and start in Australia and make that happen first.
So you did do a summer tour before.
Yeah. I'm
curious. Is this the attire that you're able to wear on summer tours in
in
America?
Listen, I realized like a few years ago that I picked the wrong aesthetic of a band to be in. Like, if I was Jack Johnson, I'd be comfortable everywhere I go. Exactly. If I was CeeLo, at least I could be like, just wear tracksuits everywhere. I'd be comfortable. But now I pick tight jeans and boots, and now I'm stuck with it.
And now you're in 30-degree heat.
Yeah.
I was
out there doing sound check, and I'm just like, oh, this is a horrible idea. This is a horrible, horrible idea.
You do have that rock star persona, but I noticed that you do have a bit of a soft side because you took your dogs to the spa recently.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, they got to get groomed. I mean, that doesn't seem like some posh thing to do. Like,
isn't that a posh thing?
Well, when you mentioned it to me,
I do my own grooming.
I thought it was a new song.
We do sometimes, but they're just a pain in the ass.
Maybe that is rockstar then, outsourcing.
I think the most rockstar thing about me is how not rockstar I am. Mm. It's all about my dogs.
I think when you mentioned it to me earlier that you were there at the dog spa, I thought it really could introduce a new single for you.
Yeah.
Possible introduction, maybe, if you want to roll with it. Rockstar at the dog spa.
Rockstar. It only works with the accent, though.
Oh, so you don't...
Right, because you can say rockstar at the dog spa. But I can't say rockstar at the dog spa.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really work.
Well, release it in Australia. That's okay. We're fine with that.
Let's talk about it.
I'll write it. You sing it.
Yeah, okay, I'll sing it. Okay.
Are you going to give us a line?
No, I don't know. All I had was the intro. That's all it's going to be over and over. But
wash
I can just.
I'll just throw your name behind it,
and that'll be enough. That'll get enough. That'll just kickstart.
That's going to be a hit. Speaking of music, though, let's talk about your new album.
Copyright wrong.
Your new album is Chip to Smile. Your new album is Chip to Smile. It's out. It's amazing. That's what the tour is going to be all about around Australia.
Yeah.
Where's the name come from? I have been staring at your mouth this entire time trying to figure out. You do have a chip too, so it's an obvious title.
Yeah, it's just that my wife had always called it. She called it whenever she's like, oh, you and your chip tooth smile. And she never lets me fix it because she thinks it's part of my personality. And it used to be, when I first met her, it was really badly chipped. But it's filed down a little bit. And so there's a lot of kind of autobiographical things on this record, and it felt like a good title that kind of sums up me.
I like that. Going way back, way back, way back. I heard a rumor that you actually started singing because you liked a girl. You joined a choir to impress her. Is that how your career started?
I think that's how a lot of careers started.
Because you tried to impress a girl.
Sounds exactly like Out of American Pie.
Yeah.
Why does that?
Minus the pie.
We hope so. Have you ever written a song about her or thanked her?
I really thought she was going somewhere else with that one. Not gonna lie.
But have you ever thanked that girl for kickstarting your career?
You know what? I know. I have never seen her since.
Oh.
Not because I haven't. Like, I met my wife during my first record, and the last thing I wanted to do after I got married was start trolling around looking for ex-girlfriends on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
Now you brought. Present.
I did bring a present.
We had some controversy on the show.
We did. We wanted to give you a present. Now, you've been in Australia many, many times, so we thought you would have received a lot of Australian gifts before, but we wanted to try to find something very specifically North Queensland.
All right.
So this is something that was made here North Queensland.
It moves.
And it might make it back to the States with you, it might not. It's a stuffed cane toad.
It's like a bogan toad.
This is the cane toad that was introduced to North Queensland and ran riot.
It's something that North Queensland's trying to get rid of. This is how they do it.
I freaking love it.
And that will pass customs, I've been assured. Yep. It is all good to go.
It's all been treated, it's
fully taxidermied.
I've got to sneak it into my house, though. My wife's going to have a problem.
The guy selling these out of his van. 100% sure. It'll be fun.
Love it.
Get up with
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Sophie Turner, a.k.a. Sansa Stark from Game of Thrones, and Joe Jonas got married in Las Vegas after the Billboard Music Awards.
Wake Up in Vegas, Katy Perry.
Oh, got it.
That's what you get.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, it was a stretch.
It was a stretch.
I'll admit it. I had to quickly do it, and yeah, I admit it. It was a stretch.
They were in Vegas, though, obviously, for the Billboard Music Awards, and so a couple of hours after the awards happened, they were like, well, let's just go to the chapel and get this done. Diplo was actually there. He was Instagramming the entire thing. That's how we know about it, because no one else was. But Kevin and Nick Jonas were groomsmen, so they were there, and they were part of the whole shebang.
Was there an Elvis?
There was an Elvis impersonator. Dan and Shay performed their hit tune Speechless as Sophie walked down the aisle. And because it was a Vegas wedding, they exchanged ring pops instead of wedding bands.
Goodness gracious.
So it was full blown.
I went to, because I was in America in January, and two of the people on our tour got like the wedding. They did the wedding. Yeah. They did the wedding in Vegas, and it was kind of cool. But the chapel we were in was tiny. I don't know how band would fit anywhere in it.
No.
Whether they had a better one, I don't think
so. No, it was
so.
Just like a duo. It wasn't a band.
Okay, cool.
No, and the band itself, as in the Jonas Brothers, were part of the wedding, not singing.
All right, so they didn't perform?
No, they did not.
Seems a bit lazy.
It does, doesn't
seems
it?
A bit of a waste.
God, at least perform on your own wedding day. But it looked amazing, and I'm confused as to whether it was organised or not, if it was like one of those spur-of-the-moment things, because she looked beautiful. She had a full veil. She had a white outfit. But everyone looked great.
They have the veil and stuff.
No,
there.
I know, but it wasn't the tacky stuff that you'd expect from borrowed veils at a chapel in Vegas. Like, it looked beautiful. And I actually know a couple that got married in Vegas, but it was planned. They planned. They booked it. They went over there and they got married not on a spontaneous whim.
I wonder if anyone in Townsville has ever been married in Vegas.
I would love to know. Yeah. Even just one couple who've gotten married in Vegas from our beautiful city. Yeah. Whether it was planned or it was impromptu, I don't care. 13, 12, 16. Do you know someone in Townsville, or maybe it's you, that has gotten married in Vegas?
13, 12, 16. We've got Nick on the line. Mate, have you been married in Vegas, or have you been to a wedding in Vegas?
Yeah, and it was awesome. My friends Chris and Jade got married there about 7 years ago, and we knew it was happening. It wasn't a surprise. They didn't just get drunk or anything, but
They got drunk, didn't they?
Well, that we all got drunk. It was a wedding. But
Tacky, or was it quite classy?
It was a bit of both, because they're into the whole rockabilly scene
and the nostalgia
stuff. So they did it in a very fun way, but you could see it as being maybe tacky, because we did the little chapel and had Elvis.
She would have been all pin up.
I was going to ask, did Elvis marry them? Was it Elvis?
You can't get married in Vegas without Elvis.
Yeah.
And it was the proper little chapel as well. So
White Chapel or whatever it's called.
Yeah, the little white chapel.
Little chapel.
Yeah. And
on the corner of Get a Map and No One's That.
he wore a purple suit which had like the frilly sort of leopardy trim and stuff.
The dazzled
yeah, yeah,
suit.
Yeah, with the big gold sunnies and stuff. So we went over for a week, and it was, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Well, not if you get married, because that's legal.
Or not if you have a friend that calls the radio station.
Sharon on 13, 12, 16, did you get married in Vegas?
Yes, I did.
Yes!
Woo! Katy Perry's back.
Okay, this song has got to go. No. Sharon, tell us more about it. Was it planned? Was it impromptu? What happened? Was there Elvis? Give us the whole shebang.
Okay, so my husband now and I have been together for 23 years before we decided that we're going to America for a trip. He's always wanted to do the Vegas wedding. I thought it was a bit tacky when we're doing our Vegas trip. So I proposed to him 6 weeks before we went there, and I said, how about we do it? And so it was all part of the kind of planned, kind of not planned.
And was so, Elvis your ceremony?
Elvis, actually, he walked me down the aisle.
Did you borrow a veil?
No, I actually had all my dress and everything was planned, so I had 6 weeks to organise everything, so no, it was great. The other people we did tell was my children before we left, and we told everybody else after we got married.
Congratulations.
How long ago was this?
6 years ago.
Oh, well, congratulations, even though it's 6 years too late, but that sounds amazing.
Thank you.
Get up with
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Two superstar guests. We have Nana McDonald, who we confirmed that is actually his name last time he was in, and Kyle Felt from the North Queensland Toyota Cowboys. What is up?
Welcome.
Good morning.
What's up, baby?
You've come in on crutches, Nana. How are you doing with your recovery?
Yeah, everything's gone pretty good. Few weeks away from walking, but yeah, everything's going pretty good.
Did you rewatch the footage of when you got hurt?
Nah, I hate seeing that sort of stuff. And then when I was on the ground, I just remember looking down and I just couldn't believe it. I just went into shock for a bit.
Yeah, you would have. It was you looked in a lot of pain until you got on the Medicab, and then you had like a grin on your face as soon as you had the green whistle in your hand. You looked stoked.
Yeah, I was laying there. I was like, oh, no point complaining, and then had a big suck of the whistle, and that was it.
Was that the first time you've had one?
Yeah. I was laying there, and I was getting rolled off, and I just remember just the pain just sort of easing off for a bit. I could still feel it, but that just helped it so much. I was just going, yeah, like rolling off the field. Giving big thumbs up to everyone, just out to the crowd.
Is this the biggest injury you've had?
Yeah, it's... I've been pretty lucky so far. I've never really had, like, a massive injury, but, yeah, this is definitely the biggest one. Yeah, it's pretty tough at the moment, but everyone's been really supportive of the club, everyone.
And then back to training in off-season, I guess? Like, because you're out for this season now, aren't you?
Yeah, but I started last week. It's been...
recovery, like training.
Yeah, I'm already back training.
Rehabilitation and stuff.
Yeah, just doing the upper body, and obviously my right leg's the only leg I can train at the moment.
So
no days off.
So when you get back into it with both legs, is one going to be really skinny and the other one quite muscly?
I've lost 7 kilos.
It's already skinny. Oh, my God.
It's already skinny.
Yeah, it's already gone skinny. But deteriorating.
It's going to be lots of leg days. And, Kyle, you're not playing tonight yet either, not back from injury just yet, but you're close, right?
Yeah, close enough. So not close enough, sorry. But, hopefully next week we'll touch and go, see how we go.
So it's definitely no go for tonight?
Yeah, definitely no.
I feel like they're just telling us that.
You're going to get named. You can't just run out on a blank jersey. Yeah. We've got to play our exes on the field today. Yeah.
I think our bet's off now too.
Yeah. No way.
No way. It's been doubled.
Yeah, the bet has to still be on because Kyle was out with injury and you said the bet was still on. Yeah. So
for those who missed it, there's a wager between the two of you at the start of the season, like $500 or something of who would get the most tries. Typical winger bet, but how many tries did you score?
We can't bet on tackles because that's not going to happen, really. We make one a year. That's pretty easy.
So how many points do you have to beat then, Kyle?
I just got to get one try.
He's already evened up as soon as he gets one.
One try to even it up.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. Then Amos will hand
right
over the 500.
Playing right the whole time. Get injured and Morgo starts kicking it to the right and Juzzy scores a double.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Morgo?
What a stitch up. It's still going to be on, but hopefully next week for you, Kyle. So what's happening outside of footy? What have you been doing? Have you been, like, we know your foot sparred. We know you went on a little holiday.
Sun City moments.
We know, what else are you doing? Jet skiing,
been on the motorbikes.
What's next on the holiday?
Been down to Bowen.
I don't know. This is probably, hopefully my last weekend off, so I might go down to my beach hut tomorrow and just kick the feet up and take the jet skis out as well. So
this is what you have to look forward to for the next few months. So. Just hit up the beach house. But all the best tonight.
It's going to be a great game. Tamalolo, hopefully, back on the field this evening as well. Hopefully. So, yeah, slowly we're getting our injured guys back.
Yeah, so it'll shape up. It's getting there. And the Titans, they have been challenging teams pretty tough. So where do you reckon we can expose their weaknesses? Because a couple of teams have been able to, but a couple of teams have struggled with them. What do you reckon, Felty?
I reckon they're pretty vulnerable around their half and back rows. So I think they're... Both the halves aren't really the best tacklers and the back rows are really not good lateral movers. So I think if we can exploit them, we might get a few points. So.
And hopefully they're not listening because now they know what you're focusing on.
Take a look at Gavin Cooper for a hat trick. Yeah. But thanks so much, boys. All the best in your continuing recovery, Nene. And hope to see you back on the field next week, Felty. So all the best.
Thank you very much.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Townsville's Hit 103.1.